Council meeting open at 5 o'clock. My declaration today, my announcement is, please don't forget about Anzac Day week after next. And then we've got the opening on the 6th, the day after, so pretty busy for us. Also on the 23rd, we've got a nationalisation ceremony here at 11 o'clock, I think it's 11, okay? For one of our own staff, so if you're around, please come along. That's for me. Item two, well, that's my announcements. The attendance is all there. Thank you. No declaration of interest today. If there is, please give them to the CEO. Item five, response to previous public questions taken on notice. None. Item 5.1, public question time. There's no public, so we haven't got any questions. Item 6, confirmation of minutes. 6.1, ordinary meeting council Thursday the 20th of March. Please, recommendations there. Councillor Bradford, Councillor Newry. No against? Carried. 6.2, Shire of Yilgarn Bushfire Advisory Committee meeting Thursday the 3rd of October. Recommendations there. Councillor Rose, Councillor Green. No against? Carried. 6.3, we are board meeting minutes, Monday the 17th of March. Recommendations there. Councillor Grant, seconder. Councillor Bradford. Nobody against? Carried. Item 7, presentation, petitions and deputations. We have none. Item 8, delegates report. Councillor Grant.
March the 26th, our AWE meeting. April the 11th, the SAP meeting. And April the 16th, community event for the Easter egg, Easter hunt.
Thank you. Councillor Newbury.
Just the attendance of the local government groups at the Bruce Rock on the 28th of the 4th.
Thank you. Councillor Rose.
26th of March was the meeting for the AWE group. 28th of March was the GC forum at Bruce Rock. 9th of April was a covalent fire debrief. 9th of April was the tourism meeting. And 13th of April, I had a meeting and a busy bee at Bullfinch.
Thank you. Councillor Droney?
Nothing.
Councillor Bradford?
The meeting in Bruce Rock and
the forum.
Yeah. Forum, yep.
Thank you. Councillor Close.
The GZ meeting in Bruce Rock, and my apologies for Wee Rock on Monday.
Thank you. And from me, the Scalweed Fire meeting on the 9th. 10th, I had GZ in Meriden. And on the 28th, we had the forum in Bridge Rock. Pretty quiet month for me. Nothing else, we'll move on. Item 9, I'll hand over to the CEO.
Thank you, Mr. President. 9.1.1 is a council decision status report. Quite a new item we've added in from last month. It's just to update council on where the council decisions are at, and the recommendations that council made the updated council decision status report for 2024.
Move Councillor Bradford, second Councillor Grant. No discussion? No against? Carried.
9.1.2 is the Strategic Community Plan 2024-2034 quarterly report for January to April 2025. So we get a new item that's come out of ICAO review, is that we report quarterly on the strategic community plan. The report was provided as an attachment. The recommendation is that council note the strategic community plan 2024-2034 quarterly report from January to April 2025.
Recommendation, Councillor Brennan, seconder. Councillor Newbury, no against. Carried.
Item 9.1.3 is a review of delegations registered 2025, something we need to do each year. This year the only change that we've had was to amend the title of Technical and Works Coordinator position to Assets and Projects Manager, and increase the delegated authority to issue purchase orders up to 15,000, and then just updating of the usual document control sections for each delegation. The draft was provided as an attachment, and the recommendation is that council, by absolute majority, adopt the reviewed and amended 2025 Shire of Yilgarn delegation to register as presented.
Move, please. Councillor Rose, Councillor Newbury. Nobody want to talk? Call the motion. Nobody against? Carried.
9.1.4 is the Yilgarn Native Ducks Association waiver of sports complex fire fees. The agenda item is there in terms of the group seeking a waiver of fees for their first season utilising the Yilgarn Recreation Centre. The proposed waiver is above the delegated authority provided to myself, therefore it's been brought to council. So the recommendation is that council waives the majority. Waives the high fees associated with the use of the Southern Cross Sports Complex for the Yilgarn Ladies Darts Association for the 2025 season, and to cancel and advise the Yilgarn Ladies Darts Association that any future request for waivers must be accompanied with a financial position statement, and councillor to note the higher bond will still be payable.
Move it. Councillor Grant. Seconder. Councillor Close. Move along, speak on the motion. Seconder?
Yep, I'd like to.
Against?
Against, yep. That council by absolute majority waived the standard usage fee for the Yilgarn Ladies Dart Association for the 2024-2025 financial year. And council advise that the Yilgarn Ladies Dart Association that any further request for waivers must be accompanied with a financial position statement, and that council are to know the higher bond will still be paid.
You would like to move that as an amendment?
Yes, please.
Second that amendment, Councillor Greening. Would you like to talk for the motion?
I believe that they need to pay something. They're not a new association, so every other sports person has to pay for that, so, yeah.
Seconder, would you like to speak on the motion?
Yeah, I agree, just removing that season, making it for the financial year, and the way it's worded is good.
Anybody against the amendment? Speak elected. Move elected. Move the debate. Close the debate.
Leave it. Yep.
Call for a vote. Those against? Those for? Majority. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. President. 9.1.5 is a transfer of property 54 Speaker Street, Southern Cross. This is something that's been brought to Council's attention via public question time and also through discussion sessions. We've had some issues with regards to the state of the dwelling and also the yard itself. We had a previous environmental health officer have contact with the owners. They are in a position, financial position, to be able to undertake the works required to bring it back to an adequate standard. It was therefore a proposal that they provide the property to the Shire. They do have some overpaid rates on the property, and they were happy for that to go to the Shire as well, and that the I guess, transfer the property to the Shire in an unencumbered state. They've since had the bank confirm that the house is free of any debts. They are happy to transfer the property to the Shire. From the Shire's point of view, we would have to agree not to take any enforcement action relating to the breaches of the legislation. We'll take on ownership of the aforementioned property, and we will incur the costs of both parties for relating to the settlement and land transfer costs. Then we'll also undertake the required remediation works on both properties. Not really the general way that the Shire would undertake, but what this does do is remove the requirement for enforcement action, which obviously brings in legal fees. In the event that if costs are awarded through the courts and they don't have the ability to pay, then we end up losing out anyway. So I think this process is an amicable process. The owners have worked with council over the journey, and obviously it's their proposal to make to us. So the recommendation is that council, by absolute majority, one, agrees to transfer of 54 Spickle Street, Southern Cross, WA, being lot 75 on deposit of plan 223122, to the Shire of Yilgarn via unencumbered freehold title. Two, agrees to the Shire of Yilgarn retaining the overpaid rate balances on the property assessment. Three, endorses the Shire not undertaking enforcement action reform on the prosecution for breaches of legislation pertaining to the condition of the property and dwelling. Four, agrees to a budget allocation in the 25-26 annual budget for the remediation of the dwellings and property. And five, endorses the Shire of Yilgarn covering costs incurred by both parties relating to settlement and land transfer costs.
Somebody like to move? Councillor Rowe. Mover like to speak for the motion?
So if this becomes a property for the Shire, can, if the house is unlivable, can you tear that down? Well, will that land be the Shire's if you want to replace if houses
I,
and...
Yeah, if I can, Mr. President. We own the property, so the intention is we would demolish the building because it's got asbestos in it, so
yep.
We incur the cost of that, but then we then have that land as an asset for our asset renewal program.
Yep.
Oh,
good.
Second,
no.
I'll put the motion. Nobody against? All four? Carried.
Thank you, Mr. President. Item 1.6 is the 2025 Yilgarn Agricultural Show financial contribution. So the Shire historically has provided a contribution to the Agricultural Society show. The show is on again this year in August, and they are undertaking budgeting processes at the moment. Given that they've already invoiced for the 24-25 funding submission, we won't be able to provide another amount until the next financial year, but obviously they want confirmation now. So this is council just agreeing to include a $9,000 contribution in the 25-26 budget, which allows the Ag Society to financially plan for the Ag Show in 2025. So the recommendation is that council waives that majority endorses an allocation of $9,000 in the 2025-2026 annual budget for the Yilgarn Agricultural Society to support the 2025 Yilgarn Agricultural Show.
So I'm going to move. Councillor Burke, second and Councillor Close. Move on to speak for the motion. Second. Nobody against? All in favour? Carried.
That's me down, Mr.
President. And go to the Chief Manager of Corporate Affairs.
9.2.1 is the financial reports for the period ending 31st of March 2025. I've had one query raised prior to the meeting, which was one of the notes was not calculated correctly, which I've notified councillors has been resolved and sent out a fresh updated financial report. Other than that, there's no questions at the meeting.
So I'd like to move. Councillor Gray. Councillor Bradford. Speak for the motion.
No.
Speak for the motion. Nobody against? Carried.
9.2.2, excuse me, is the payments again for March 2025. I'll read these out. The council endorsed the following accounts for payments as per submitted lists. Municipal fund checks 41320 to 41323 totaling $10,131.65. Municipal fund EFTs 16290 to 16408 totaling $1,471,552.36. Municipal fund checks 2577 to 2594 totaling $294,961.54. Municipal fund direct debit numbers 19596.1 to 19596.15 totaling $25,660.09 and 19633.1 to 19633.15 totaling $25,586.75 and trust fund checks 402701 to 402702 totaling $640.
Move Councillor Bradford. Second. Councillor Rose. Move one to speak to it. Second.
No.
Nobody against it. All those in favour? Carried.
9.2.3 is the review of the corporate business plan review for the period 2025-26 to 2029-30. This is a requirement of every year that we review our plans. There's no real change to it apart from estimates of costs have been updated and the 5-year rotation timing of events has been modified. It has also been updated with links back to the new strategic or community strategic plan. So that's all there. But other than that, this is a requirement that needs to be done every year.
Over. Councillor Place. Second. Councillor Bradford. Anybody want to speak against it? Nobody against? Carried.
Right, then we've got the endorsement of the revised reviewed rating strategies, objects and reasons, I should say, and strategy for the 25-26 rating year. It is proposed, and I'll put a copy for councillors' information of the rate model that was used in both this item and the long-term financial plan.
Can I just stop you there for a minute? If you want to discuss this, we're going to spend standing orders, if you like. You need to discuss it. Right. Sorry, Ken.
No. So again, this is very similar to last year's document. There's no real changes to any of the reasons and the objects. It's really it's a change in the rate of the dollar. I will note that the the rate model that has been presented doesn't include end of year UVs yet. We haven't received those. But as last year was, or 1st of July this year was the most latest GRV update, the amounts there are will be relatively accurate for end of year. Again, when we do the advertising and everything presented to council, depending upon what the UV evaluations are, once we do, and we're expected to get our UV evaluations in late April, so they should be available for decisions in March. they're like last year, there's more than likely going to be some changes to these, but we strongly do get those through before we do our applications to the Minister, we should be right.
Would you like to put the motion again, please?
Oh, sorry. See what one makes that. Right, Council 1 endorsed the differential rating objects and reasons for the 2025-26 grading year as presented. Endorse the following proposed differential general rate categories, rates in the dollar and minimum amounts for the Shire of Gilgan for 2025-26 financial year. Those being land category GRV residential industrial at 9.2691 cents in the dollar with a minimum of $600. GRV commercial at 7.8315 cents in the dollar with a minimum of $450. GRV mine sites at 15.6075 cents in the dollar and 450 minimum. GRV SBQs or single person's quarters at 15.6075 cents in the dollar, $450 minimum. And then UV rural at 1.1845 cents in the dollar, again 450 minimum. And lastly, UV mining, 16.4341 cents in the dollar with $450 minimum. And three, endorse a public notice and consultation process on the proposed differential general rates and general minimum rates as follows. Local public notice has been placed on Council's website on Thursday 1st of May 2025. With ancillary notice has been published as soon as practical after this. As per the requirements of Section 6.36 of the Local Government Act 1995, an individual ratepayer consultation for ratepayers in general rate categories with less than 30 ratepayers.
Motion put. I'm right to move. Councillor Broken, seconder. Councillor Greenidge. Move along to talk. Seconder. Nobody against it? All in favour? Carried.
All right, then 9.2.5 is our long-term financial plan for the period 2025-26 to 2034-35. As can be seen in the body of the item, we're basing rates on a 2.5% increase, which this year, as against the last couple of years, is only marginally lower than both the local government cost index, which stands at 3.3, and the CPI, which currently stands at 2.9. So we're ballpark even with those indexes. Other than that, like in previous years, I will note that I have a relatively high confidence in the forecast for next year. Further out it goes, the lower the confidence I would have in it. I will note that the long-term the Four Capital Works Plan is actually populated with real numbers or projections from the asset and property manager or project manager, so their expectations are real. The plan obviously is from the proposed plan replacement program that is coming before council. The only one where there's some estimates and is not because we haven't got the numbers, it's just we haven't produced the actual plan yet, is the roadworks. As council is aware, the executive manager infrastructure has been sending out various proposals via email just to keep council informed until that's bedded down going forward. These again are educated estimates. So other than that, I'll put that, or read that the council endorses the long-term financial plan 2025-26 to
2034-35
as presented.
So I'm going to move Councillor Green, Councillor Newry, move along to speak again. Anybody against? All in favour? Carried.
This is
Executive Manager Infrastructure no longer with us at the moment, so I'll hand you over to the CEO.
Thank you, Mr. President. 9.3.1 is the 5-year development plan for the regional roads group. Councillors will be aware, Executive Manager Infrastructure sent an email out saying that the technical working group projected The inclusion of Dally Arbor Road in the submission due to not meeting the average daily traffic guidelines, and council's preference was to shift focus as part of the regional road group from Dally Arbor Road to finish Seal and Cranfield Road. So the revised 5-year funding plan is attached for councillors' viewing, and the recommendation is that council waives the majority endorses the revised 5-year plan for local roads of regional significance as part of the regional road group program as presented.
So I'd like to move Canberra Grange, Canberra Road. Move to Warren. Second?
No.
Nobody wants to speak against it? All in favour? Carried.
Thank you, Mr. President. 9.3.2 is a 10-year plan replacement program for 2025-2026 to 2034-2035. The plan replacement spreadsheet has been attached for councillors' viewing, and there is included in the plan replacement program the replacement of the 2017-12M grader, the replacement of the Freightliner prime mover, purchase of a used dedicated water truck, replacement of line marker, a loader mounted road broom, and some light vehicle replacements. The recommendation is that by simple majority, the council accepts the 2025-2026 to 2034-2035 plant replacement program as presented.
I would like to move. Councillor Rose, second. Councillor Newbury, speak. Mover?
No.
Second. No amendments. Councillor Frederick.
Instead of voting on this one at this council meeting, can we move it to the next one?
Yeah, so
we
can move, refer.
Can I move a motion to move this to next council meeting so we can get the questions that we had for Glenn answered before making the decision?
Second. Councillor Close. No more discussion. Anybody against that amendment? Amendment now becomes a motion. All in favour? Carried. Item 10, application for leave. Item 11, motion of which previous notice has been given, there's none. Item 12, new business of urgent nature, there's none. Item 13, we have no competition items. So. Item 14 is closure. I declare being closed. Thank you for your attendance, and we'll see you on the end of the day or the day after.